We're joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Tracy Wilkins as the Panthers on Tuesday night fall to Fairfield 64-16. First two games, your Chiefs scrimmage which didn't count. Now this one, which counts. I think we knew there would be days like this, and there. There's some good things I saw tonight from the girls.
Right, and I think that's what I told the girls that even at the end of the game. I said, there's going to be some games where we're not going to look at the scoreboard, that it's really about getting better every day. And I thought we saw some improvement from even Friday. We did some things better tonight. We handled their press a little better. We were moving the ball against the press. At least when we were making turnovers, we were making them aggressively. And so I thought that was a very big move in the right direction. The other thing is we just got to find a way to execute some type of an offense, and we're really struggling with that right now, which really puts us in a situation there. We're got a lot of young kids and kids trying to do a little more because they do have some experience, and so that we're just going to keep working at getting better every day, and that's kind of our motto this year.
There's a couple times where you had almost a wide open look and just didn't fall, and I'm sure you're saying, hey, those will fall. You just keep putting those up there.
Yeah, and it's about the confidence. It's like, it's almost like when they see that wide open shot, it's a second thought instead of the primary thought of go to the basket, I've got a chance to score. It's like, oh, I'm going to look. Oh, it's open. Okay, yeah, I guess I will go in. And then it's almost like, and then we're a step late. But we had some good looks. We're really getting some great play inside from Carly Kennedy and Ayla Williams. I mean, they're just doing some really good things that people probably aren't seeing unless they're really paying attention to the post. But they're really doing some good things. We just got to find a way to get them the basketball. And the guards are starting to see it. It's just going to take some time.
I know you don't want to put the pressure of the world on her, but Olivia Sanford just seems like she is trying to do a lot, and then all of a sudden travel, which – I know I said she probably got away with a lot of that in eighth grade, and now they're calling it in high school.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on that, Derek. I think that is part of it. In middle school, you're going to get away with that a little bit. I think the other side of it, too, she's got a little bit of just some small tweaks with her fundamentals. She stands straight up a little bit, so when she's making that pass, it's throwing her off balance. So she's not necessarily traveling on purpose, but she loses a balance, and then she pulls that pivot foot. The other thing is she's got to work on getting that stronger base and that pivot foot. The thing that people don't understand is she has got some unbelievable basketball skills, and she just naturally sees things. If we can build her confidence, what she's going to be able to do in 2 years, I think people are going to be very impressed with what she's got. She's got some great skills.
You got a week until Van Meter. What kind of things are you working on between now and then? Obviously, the holiday is going to kind of come in the middle of that as well.
Yeah, it does. We're going to give the kids 2 days off. We're going to come back Friday and practice in the morning. Our focus right now is fundamentals. I don't think we have an option right now but to focus on fundamental development. You kind of saw our inability to rebound a little bit caught us a little bit. We've got to do a lot of work on rebounding and boxing out and getting in the right position and holding position. We've only got one or two people that are doing that, and so we've got to get better there. And then we've just got to continue working on handling the basketball. And Marcus and I have got to figure out something on offense. Obviously, what we're trying right now is not working. We're going to play around with some things and figure something out that way. But again, it's really got to be on the fundamentals of passing, the fundamental of handling the ball, fundamentals of getting in position to shoot, cuts. It's really basic things that we're working on right now. We got to stay to that and just grow each and every day.
Talking to Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA Careless. Are there specific drills that you do in practice for that ball handling, fundamentals type of thing?
Yeah, we do a lot of drills. Like the ball handling, we do a lot. We do what we call a dribble zigzag where they're not going against a defender and they're just kind of zigzagging up on the floor, and then we'll have them jump stop, work on pulling the ball through and pivot, and then they'll start going again. So we do those types of things. And then we'll put defense on them, and they have to do that against the defense. And we just got to keep doing those things. We do have them do a lot of two-ball ball handling. We do a lot of passing drills, and so we've just got to stay. We did a lot of focus on making sure we got offenses in because we had two games coming up. We've got to get back to the fundamentals, and I think that's the key.
I know, kind of different start time here. Next Tuesday will be the same thing. I understand it's varsity only because Van Meter doesn't have a lot of numbers either.
No, they only have 11 players out.
Wow.
I was shocked with that. But we're starting to see that trend across the state. I mean, we've got 13. They have 11. I know there's a couple teams in the conference that are right around that 12, 13 players too. It's definitely an issue. We've got to figure it out. I love the game of basketball. It's a great sport. We've just got to get more kids to want to come out and play.
And I mean, how do you do that? I mean, obviously winning helps, but I mean, you know, at this point, with this program, you want kids out because you want bodies.
Right. Well, I used to think winning helped. we have five conference titles or four conference titles in a row, a couple games to regional finals. We went as far as any other sport there is, but we couldn't keep the girls out. So we've got to figure out how we make it enjoyable. The other thing is we've got to develop fundamental skills at younger ages, because when they get to this age, this is frustrating for them. They don't want to go out here and put themselves in this position when they don't have the fundamental skills. We've got to catch them a lot earlier and get them the fundamental skills in third, fourth, fifth grade. We've got some parents that are doing some great things and building some things with our younger group, and we'll keep running camps and we'll do those types of things. I think that'll help that. But it starts down there. Once they get to the varsity level, they really need to have those for us to be able to really be competitive.
By the time on a varsity level, you basically you'll tell them, all right, remember this, do it, they do it. And you're starting basically from scratch almost.
Right, that's exactly right. And that's the thing. It's you have to be able to do that, because you really, when you get to the high school level with the talent that's out there that we play day in and day out, you have to be able to do the X's and O's types of it, and how do you execute this and how do you do that. But if you don't have the fundamental skills, you can't really do those things. You have to simplify everything. Well, when you simplify things, it makes it easier on the defense.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, you have a good holiday, and we'll see you on Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah, you too. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, that's Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA Care with Less.